I have wild blueberry, and that sells real well. Normally, I would have salmonberry and huckleberry. We've had a poor berry crop a couple of years, and last year I didn't get out and pick very much. And I'd like to do the local products. My husband picks berries with me. We're a team when it comes to picking berries. But I love getting out and picking and hiking and all that sort of thing. So I'm doing two things at once, you know. But I really enjoy that part of it. I really, and the jelly making and the canning, I like to do some of the old-fashioned type things. People are forgetting how to do these things. They don't take the time. Some people don't want to learn. But my grandmother and my mother canned huge amounts of various things. My grandmother was an organic gardener as well. And so she made soap. She made liniments, medicines, and all those things that people don't know how to do. And I didn't live close enough to my grandmother to learn her medicines or liniments or anything like that. She was 200 miles away from us. But she made a huge difference in my life because I got so interested. I was interested in everything she was doing. She knew how to make lace. She made and sold quilts. And I helped my mom with canning when I was a kid. Yeah. I sit there at a table snapping beans, snapping beans, snapping beans. You know, when you're a kid, you know, it's not a treat to do something like that. And as I grew up later, after I moved up here too, I moved up here when I was 20, you know, and I look back at some of the things my mom did, and I wished I'd have paid more attention.